Hey, what's up? This is Jerome Merlo. In this video, we're going to be talking about why women hate cheaters. And what do I mean by cheaters? Cheaters, I mean people who know the game, the dating game of how attraction works and why, basically the mechanics of attraction and seduction, the dating game. Women like to feel powerful. They like to feel like they have some sort of level of influence, some sort of power over men. So they like to feel validated by the fact that a guy is pursuing them, right? So when a guy is pursuing or chasing a woman, this says to the woman that she's valuable and in demand. When you understand from a bird from a high level perspective, the whole dating game, attraction, seduction, you strip away of all their power and they go back to this kind of place of it's kind of like a zero, where it's like you eliminate their fun, you eliminate the whole reason of like the journey, the process, the adventure of why, the dating game is even there in the first place, to self-explore the whole journey, the adventure and whatnot. But once you understand why everything works the way it does, from a man's perspective, you completely eliminate the whole fun for women. Because part of the women thing is like, you are going out of your way as a man to go earn them, and they're over here on the other side making you, like, pretty much giving you, like, an obstacle course so that you can get that piece of pussy so you can earn her, earn that baby. Now, the thing is, from a man's perspective, is they don't have any real power. Like men, like as men, you don't have to play their game. You don't have to play any of that shit at all. You don't have to entertain it. You don't have to indulge in it. And if they waste your time, you can go to another woman. And this is something that I think that most women like fail to really grasp because they're so primitive and they kind of are stuck on that kind of concept that we men are supposed to kind of like supposedly work hard for their pussy. To get sex and to get love, that we need to fucking go out of our way to be chasing them around. And truth be told, is like in the day and age of unlimited of abundance, if I'm not getting my, if you as a man you are not getting your needs met, you can go somewhere else. You can find some other thing to take care of your needs. You can find someone who is ready for you right now. You can find someone who's not doing game playing, who's not wasting your time. Some women do this thing of like game playing because they want to see how far you're willing to go, how far you're willing to chase. And the more you chase them, the more they feel like, man, I'm so special, I'm so valuable. Now the thing is, like, once you stop playing that game of charade, that kind of fantasy, you remove them of their power, and then you go back to zero. And it's kind of like, all right, we're just here not doing anything because if they don't know how to have fun in a way that's actually like positive, you remove them of all their toxic fantasy, of all their toxic illusions. It's very similar to feeding a ghost. Women, like, well, people in general like ghost. The more you feed their hallucination, the more you feed into them, the more powerful they become. In the Bible, they call this idols. So the more you feed people attention, money, love, energy, effort, the more they become uplifted and empowered. So it's kind of like the ghost becomes real. But then you just kind of like pop that illusion, pop that hallucination, and the ghost doesn't want this to happen because the ghost is kind of like, no, I want to be real. I want to hold on to this idea of me being real. But then you pop the hallucination and you just kind of strip them of all the fantasy and all the hallucination that you don't need to play their game. You don't need to chase them around. You don't need to do anything. And then they go back home being bored, being lonely, because they don't have someone to play with. And the whole reason why they even started this journey of going out there exploring was to find a friend, to find someone who was going to play with them, who was going to share with them. But then when they do find someone who's going to play with them, you know what they do? They start acting toxic. So this is why people, how do I say this? This is why people self-sabotage themselves. People do it to themselves because they don't know how to create a functional relationship that's positive, that's win-win. They tend to do this thing of like, you got to enter my world, you got to play in my reality, you got to give me all this attention, you got to give me all this love, you got to give me all this money, you got to give me this, I'm selfish. And if you ask them a question like, so what are you going to do for me? What about me? What am I getting in return out of this? They look at you kind of funny. They're like, oh man, I didn't think about that. I guess I'll give you a compliment. Thank you. And people are really, really like weird about how selfish they are in terms of like how they attempt to benefit from something, but they don't want to give you anything in return. In this kind of relationship, why entertain it? Why even kind of waste your time, waste your effort if you're not going to be getting a benefit or incentive in return? Now, in the context of women are like, but you love me. No. Like if you as a guy are being manipulated and she's toxic, you can't feed into that because you love me. Well, she's costing you time, energy, effort, and she's over here saying, well, I'm not gonna do anything for you. And because you love me, you gotta do all this for me. And I don't wanna do anything for you because, they'll come with a list of excuses why they can't do anything. And the overall point is, they don't have any real power. You don't need to feed into that kind of into their game. You don't need to feed into that. You as a man, you're looking for one person who you can be really cool with, you can have a lot of fun with, and you actually having a real relationship, a real friendship, not this kind of game playing toxic kind of human behavior. Now, I guess to some degree, like women do a lot of that stuff because they want to screen out the guys who are not competent or capable enough to kind of handle them and understand them. But once more, again, you as a guy, you don't need to do anything at all in terms of how much time and energy you invest into getting a relationship or girlfriend. If it's costing too much, why if the relationship costs too much, it's not worth the investment. If any investment is costing too much energy with very little profit in return, that's a dead-end game. Like that's a no-no. It's like, why work for minimum wage when you can get thousands, thousands and billions of dollars? Why would you want to work minimum wage when you can just, there's a lot more money to be made in other opportunities. So similarly, women think that you need to work hard for them, and you don't really have to do that because you can just take your business elsewhere. That's all I got for you on this one. Check me out on prosperitylifeadvice.com for the secrets to life.